WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlanta's Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters, super special edition of Money Matters, kind of an exclusive. And if you listen to the show, you know that very rarely do I get to do interviews or really ever do interviews because we do lots of live phone calls on Money Matters. So every once in a while, every once in a blue moon, I'll be able to find somebody who is just kind of extraordinarily interesting. And we have that today. So I'm excited to bring you. And as I go through some of this bio, you'll know who I'm talking about. To me, kind of the Michael Jordan of financial planning and one of the biggest financial authors really of all time. The author of Automatic Millionaire, which I've read 15 years ago. It's been on my desk ever since. Smart Women Finish Rich. Excited to have that book, which was the original book of this author. I'll give it away. David Bach here with us. Original book and now the 20th anniversary edition. So I'm here in the studio with David Bach. Thank you for being with us today.
Wes, it's my pleasure. I'm so excited to be with you, your listeners, and I'm very grateful that you flew all the way up to New York to do this face to face. So,
yeah, it's just very cool to be able to meet somebody like you that's done all these things. As an audience, you've probably seen David Bach kind of everywhere. I mean, he's Oprah, he's on the Today Show like 1,000 times. You know, I walk into the studio here today, he says Gene Chatsky walks out. Oh, we need to catch up. So it's just you've done more media than I'll probably ever do in my entire life. So, So thank you for doing this.
Well, hey, and look, I reached out to you. I was very complimentary of your book, which I think is fantastic. And I saw that you were kind enough to put a nice little thing about me in the back of the book and sent you that email. Next thing you know, here we are in New York face to face. So it's very cool.
So just another quick bio note, 9 consecutive New York Times bestsellers, 7 some, I mean, how many millions? Just a lot of copies.
Over 7 million.
So I flew out today or last night. I said to my boy, I have 4 boys and my oldest, who's 11. So they're little. He was like, well, why are you going to New York? Where are you going? I was like, I'm going to interview an author, David Bach. And he goes, okay. He goes, how many books did he sell?
And you're 11 year old. My 11 year old.
He goes, how many books? And I said, it's like something like over 7 million. And he goes, God, he crushes you, Dad. The first thing, it's the only thing he said. He goes, David, he must be a real author.
So there's nothing like boys. You know, I got 2 boys too. There's nothing like kids just put you right in your spot, right? Because the other day, my son heard some author who had sold 15 million copies, and he was like, "Dad, you got to get on it. You're too lazy."
Always somebody bigger. Always somebody better. All right. So again, pretty exclusive. We rarely do interviews on Money Matters today. This is the 20th anniversary. Just relaunched, David. Smart Women Finish Rich. And that's kind of the main topic, that's the first topic I wanted to do today on the show and the podcast. We'll also talk about Automatic Millionaire, some of the other books that David has published and sold millions of copies of. A couple of quotes here. Smart Women Finish Rich, a remarkable book that's even more relevant now than it was first published 20 years later, the anniversary edition. And then Tony Robbins, another monster in personal finance and among other things. David Bach is one of the one financial expert to listen to when you're intimidated by your finances. And his powerful, easy-to-use program will show you how to spend, save, invest your money towards your dream. So David Bach, welcome, my friend.
Thank you. Great to be here.
I think when I was writing my first book that really didn't sell, and for our listeners, just to understand, if a publisher has 10 books, they expect 9 books to sell pretty much zero, and one book that would be a success is like 10,000 copies. So when we're talking about hundreds and thousands and millions of copies, it's just such a rare thing to have that. I think Automatic Millionaire on my honeymoon 15 years ago.
On your honeymoon?
Yeah, my honeymoon on the beach. I remember, and I remember thinking, what a cool concept, what a great book. And it was just so simple and easy to digest. And I suspect that really all of your books have been able to do that, and your teachings have been able to do that. So let's get into the topic of today, Smart Women Finish Rich. How did a guy, and by the way, men listening, you will find this, you'll learn as much or more than women listening to this book as well. So don't tune out just because you're a guy and you think you know everything. David, how did you end up kind of focusing on and helping women to begin with?
Yeah, well, sure. I mean, and also I would say to any men listening, when we talk about women and money, if you have a woman in your life that you love, then you should listen it. you know, if you have a wife, if you have a mom, if you have a grandmother. So I got into the topic of women and money very early in my career, back in 1993. I taught my first course for women and money in the first year of the business of being a financial advisor. And how that happened, Wes, was that I came in the business, I'm second generation in this business with my family. My father had been a financial advisor for like 25 years. And so he was my first real like financial mentor, if you will. And the first month I worked alongside my dad, we unfortunately had three women widowed in a 30-day period. And I sat in three meetings around a small table like you and I are sitting at right now, where my father had to, you know, both, you know, console them personally, but also start to explain to them where they stood financially. And by the third meeting, when this poor woman looked at my father and said, you know, Bill told me if anything happens to him, you would take care of me. Am I going to be okay, Marty? And
Marty's your father.
Marty's my father. And he you know, he looked at her and he said, yes, we've planned for everything. And here's where all the money is. And she's like, but how do I pay the bills? He's like, what do you mean? She's like, well, because Bill always gave me the check, put the money in the checking account. And my dad sat there and walked through, like, here's how you move money in the brokerage account. Here's the checks. Here's how you write the checks. Here's where the income's going to come from. Now, fortunately, everything had been taken care of. And fortunately for her, my father was and is, he's still alive, an honest man who did honest, ethical financial planning. But I realized at that very moment, if he had not been an honest man, if she had been in the wrong hands, she would have been so easy to take advantage of. Her life could have been destroyed. And so when she walked out of the office, I closed the door, I turned to my father, and I said, what is going on in here? And he goes, what do you mean? And I go, this is the third meeting I've sat in with you like this. How is it possible that we even have women clients that don't know what's going on with the money? And my dad said something to me that changed my whole life. He said, David, your grandmother, who this book is Too Smart Women Finish Rich is dedicated to, your grandmother was not typical. Because my grandmother had been the powerhouse in our family. She had been the woman who was broke at 30 and had self-taught herself to learn how to invest. And she had become a self-made millionaire.
So she ran the finances.
She taught my father how to invest. She taught me how to invest. I bought my first stock at 87 because of Grandma Rose Bach. So I thought naively that all women were like my grandmother, that they were in charge of the money, that it was usually the woman that was doing all of this. And that was when I said, okay, that was my aha moment. You know,
and this is what, 25-some years ago?
This is 25 years ago. This is 1993. This was my aha moment. I said, you know what I'm going to do, Dad? I'm going to teach a class on women and money. I'm going to invite our women clients and ask them if they want to bring a friend. Now, that little idea where I sent an invitation out, we had over 225 women want to come to the first seminar. It was in Lafayette, California. Now, here's what's amazing about this story, Wes. 20 years later, so I start teaching the class. I teach it for years. I have a dream to write a book to teach millions more. It ends up happening. I end up doing it all, but it took a long time, right? I didn't just turn around and write the book. Years went by, wrote the book, traveled all over the country sharing the message. You fast forward 20 years later, Smart Women Finish Rich just came out as its anniversary edition. It's one of the most popular books for women and money ever, sold over 1 million copies. But we've just relaunched seminars based on this book again. Now it's called Smart Women, Smart Retirement. And I've been training our financial advisors now on how to go teach these seminars, just like I did 20 years ago. And we had a woman, one of our advisors in Topeka, Kansas. I would tell these stories and they seem hard to believe. She sent an invitation out and she got 400 women in her community in Topeka, Kansas to want to come to the first seminar.
Are women ignored still or underserved?
It's absolutely shocking. Before I was here, I was on a conference call with one of the largest banks in the world talking to me about consulting because they're like, you know, we really, really recognize this need to reach out to our women in a different way than we're doing. I've been talking about this for 25
years. For 20-some years, yeah.
Here's what's happening across America. And then, you know, talk to you who's listening right now, if you're a woman or a man. If you're a woman, the issue of needing money for retirement is so critical that you need more than you realize, because women face this massive retirement gap, and the reason is they live longer.
Yeah, so this kind of in the book, you've got kind of good news, the kind of the good news for women, and then the not so good news. Is that really about? It's mostly about longevity.
It really is about longevity. And my grandmothers are such great examples. The woman who this book is dedicated to, my grandma Rose Bach, she outlived her husband by a decade. She lived to be 86, more than a decade actually.
Grandma Rose, by the way, she's the matriarch of the family. She taught you and your father and kind of your generation, the Bach family, about money.
And she lived to be 86, and she had plenty of money, and she had a great retirement. My other grandma, Rose, lived to be 97. She outlived two husbands and ultimately ran out of money. This is my mom's mom. The statistics say that women live 5 years longer than men. Ladies, listen to me. You will not live 5 years longer than the man in your life. You will live, on average, probably more like 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. You know, the reason people, why do women live so much longer than men? Well, one of the reasons is men don't do a good job of taking care of themselves, all right? We see this as financial virus all the time, where men work, they tell themselves they're gonna take care of their health.
Then eventually, when I stop, yeah.
And then they stop working in their 60s and they're like, oh, it's too late for me to take care of my health. Whereas women have been working on it all along. So, you know, ladies, you're gonna live longer, your retirement's gonna be 30% longer than the man in your life, and yet you have less money in retirement. You have less money in Social Security. You have less money in retirement accounts. You know, you have less money in pension plans. And often the family goes through the savings while the husband's alive.
Are there statistics even on, and it's hard to find this because I've been a financial advisor now for 20 plus years, and I think about the calls we get on Money Matters. We probably get half and half. We get half men call, we get half women call. And you're right, though. I think in planning, it's still relatively rare that a woman comes in and says, look, I'm the one that does all the finances. I guess it's still generationally lopsided.
It's changing. There's definitely been a movement across America over the last 20 years where women today are way more involved in the finances. They've gone from writing 82% of the checks to saying now more and more and more, I want to be in charge of the money. Because the message is getting out there. Also, the financial service industry recognizes, the banking industry recognizes now, that if they don't start targeting women, and that's what they look at it like. I hate to say it, but they call it targeting.
Targeting, yeah.
It shouldn't be targeting. It should be servicing. If they don't pay attention to the women clients, their women clients, when the husband dies, are going to leave. Like, studies have been done that show that...
Oh, from their advisor, right. Yeah.
So, like, studies have been shown that women, 70% of women leave their financial advisor within 18 months of their husband dying because the financial advisor ignored the wife.
So we're going to run to a quick break. When we get back, I want to talk about that trust and that kind of that break in the relationship or the break in that trust relationship with husband, wife, and advisor when we get back, because it's so critical to this. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Money Matters, exclusive interview with mega bestseller, New York Times bestseller, 7 million plus copies, author David Bach. I'm your host, Wes Moss. More Money Matters straight ahead.
It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss, certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. Wes Moss here interviewing David Bach, best-selling author. David, before the break, we had mentioned that this wonderful story, kind of a scary story about how very often maybe the wife in a relationship just doesn't necessarily have a relationship or just wasn't dealing with money.
Right.
Is that changing? What is the trust dynamic between husband and wife and advisor?
Well, so let's be very specific. What I was saying is that I train our financial advisors. If you're a financial advisor, your job is to work not just with a husband, it's to work with a couple, but it's actually more important to work with the wife. It's, you know, like the bulk of the relationship should be focused on the wife because she's going to almost always outlive the husband. And what I tell advisors is this: if your relationship is only with the husband and not with the wife, you actually don't have a relationship then.
You really don't.
And so you have to, and so if you're a woman listening to this and you don't work closely with the financial advisor that your husband selected, if that's what happened, then you've either A, you've got to get in there, and start meeting with the financial advisor because you need to know what's going on, or B, you need to find a new financial advisor. Because I've had women say to me, you know what, I don't like my husband's financial advisor. They're all golfing buddies and he looks down, he talks down to me. I'm like, then you have the wrong advisor.
You really do.
Then you go meet with somebody else and you drag your husband there. Because here's how, look, I've got a really smart wife and, you know, ultimately what she says goes. And I went through this, my own process like this, where I went and got our, I worked on our will and our estate plan and I did the classic guy thing. I went and got it all pretty much packaged
wrapped up.
And done.
It's funny. I did the exact same thing.
And then
thing.
I brought her into the meeting and I said, because she's like, you know what? You take care of it all. And I'm like, okay, fine. So I took care of it all. I brought her to the meeting to meet the attorney. And then the attorney didn't talk to her. And I told the attorney, I'm like, I'm bringing her to the meeting so she knows you because I'm going to die first.
Yeah.
And we walk out of the attorney's office and she goes, that guy's an you'll have to beep that out later. And she's like, he didn't even talk to me. And now at this point, I'm $15,000 into this legal work. And I go, oh my God, do you want me to get another attorney? And she's like, I go, let me just make one more phone call, right? And I go back to the attorney and go, what are you doing? That whole meeting was so that you would have a relationship with her. Now, he's older than I am, right? So he's like your classic older guy that's used to working only with a husband. And, you know, guys, you just have to wake up, right? If you're a financial advisor or an attorney, you need the relationship with the wife.
So with the story with your wife, did he fix this?
You know, he came in the next meeting and
he turned
his chair. He apologized.
He ignored you.
He talked to her entirely and he ignored me. And thank God it saved me like all these months of work and $15,000 in legal fees.
It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss, certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. Here, exclusive interview with David Bach, best-selling author of Smart Women Finish Rich. It's the 20th anniversary edition. Kind of the book is as relevant as it today as it was 20 years ago, particularly in its updated format. You may have heard, you probably heard of David Bach. You've seen him on the Today Show, 100 plus times on the Today Show, David?
That's true.
So with my book, you can retire sooner than you think. A lot of the data in the survey I did, it's all household data. So it's, and one of the keys to being a happy retiree, there's a high propensity to be a happy retiree if you're married. And some of the feedback, I've gotten many an email from either females that are women that are divorced or not married. And they're like, Wes, when are you going to talk about me? I'm not married. Don't tell me I can't be happy in retirement. So tell me though, the difference from your perspective, you know, this kind of better than anybody, the differences between married versus a single woman.
Yeah. Well, so it's in Smart Women Finish Rich, there are 17, there's what I call the Finish Rich quiz on your money. What do you know about your money and what don't you know? And it's right at the very front of the book. In fact, before I forget this, if you want, you can go to my website. It's davidbach.com.
Yep.
On the front of my website, if you put in your email, it's the classic spot you put your email in, we will send you the first chapter of the book for free. And the quiz is in the front of the book. And so there's these 17 things to help you identify what you know about money and you don't know. And it goes through all kinds of questions like, you know, where's your retirement money? Is it an IRA account, a 401k plan? What's it invested in? Do you know what the rate of return is? But it goes through a lot more than that. It goes through like, you know, do you have the right type of life insurance? Do you have the right type of umbrella policy in case something were to happen to you? It covers all aspects of your financial life. And what I teach women who are single is this. All those things as a woman, these 17 things, you need to do them all. You can't wait for anybody else. You can't wait to get married.
Do them now.
You need to do them all
and
now.
And this is for single women you're talking about right now.
So for single women, like you're in charge of the ship. You have to do it now. You have to be the captain of your own ship. No Prince Charming is coming story. Like, you're Prince Charming. And so these are the things you have to do. Now, for married women, I go, well, what do you need to know about the money? It's the same 17 things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you may still need to do them because chances are your husband didn't do them all, probably didn't do most of them, but you can't wait around for him to do it. You still need to be the one doing it, or you need to do it together. So like, there's another thing in the book that's probably one of the most popular things that people have done for my book. It's called the Finish Rich File Folder System, which I used for my clients to organize their money. And I give you these 13 folders to get things organized. As an example, one of the folders is your will. We were talking about meeting with my attorney earlier. And people go, well, what happens, David, if I don't have a will? Do I make the file folder? Because then it's empty. I go, exactly. That means you need to go get a will.
Get a will.
Now, if someone goes, well, if I'm single, why would I need a will? And I go, well, you know, do you have anybody you love? And yeah, I got a brother, or I got a sister, or I got a niece or a nephew. Well, great. Then you need a will, so the money goes to them.
Goes to them, yeah.
If you're married, you need a will because your husband's going to die first. You need to know where everything is, and you've got to have control of the assets. And, you know, all these things when you're married, is the beneficiary correct? Like your husband, he went and had a 401k plan, and he probably did it before he's married to you. Did he make you the beneficiary? If you're in a second marriage, did the beneficiary get changed?
Do you still have your ex-husband as the beneficiary on your IRA?
We see women are much better updating things than men are. We see all the time as financial advisors where someone will come in the office, they're 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years into a second marriage. And when you pull through all the documents, you notice that the insurance still has the ex-wife on it, mm-hmm. or the IRA account has the ex-wife on it. And you go, how could that happen? Well, their previous advisor didn't fix it, and the husband didn't get around to dealing with it.
When we talk about those 17 items, your checklist, Smart Women Finish Rich checklist, which men should do too, right?
Definitely.
Do you find it harder though for a woman that is married to go through that because you've got, let's say maybe the husband says, oh, I've got that taken care of. I've got that taken care of.
I don't, because once they read this book, they're so fired up. They're like, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Now, that is what led to the second book, Smart Couples Finish Rich. You were asking me what the order of these books. Smart Couples came to be because women read the book, had my email in the back
this
of the
was,
book.
Again, this was your first book was because this is what you were teaching.
Yep.
It turned into a book. And then you really became an author, and then you started writing these other books. The next one was?
The next one was Smart Couples Finish Rich. And that book happened because women readers, like you're saying, said to me, this is great, but I can't get my husband to do it.
On board.
Or I had men reach out to me and say, I bought your frickin' book, and my wife won't read it. You know, like, so I had two sides to this story. And that's what led me to write Smart Couples, because I had all these great couples who had come into my office, a lot like the ones who come into your office, and many of them had been able to retire early in their 50s, and they were happily married. And I was like, well, what did they do different than the people who got divorced? So kind of like how you went out and did your own research, I did my own research to go like, I've got all these great couples who have been married 10, 20, 30 years. They're still in love. They've got their financial act together. And then I've got all these other people I know who are divorced, which obviously they did something different. And I had just gotten married. What if I study the couples
who stayed married?
Who stayed married and are happy and did financially well and they're still in love. And I modeled them because if I can model them, it'll help me. And then also I can teach to other people.
What are some of the biggest differences? If we go to the Smart Couples Finish Rich, and I did this to some extent with You Can Retire Sooner Than You Think. What are the secrets of happy retirees versus unhappy? What are the secrets of those that stay married versus unhappy or versus divorced? From a money perspective, David?
So from a money perspective, the number one thing that causes divorce is fighting over money. And people don't always realize it's money. Other things happen, right? Like you stop having sex, people have affairs. Mm-hmm. But when you go back to the root of, like, I always would ask the question if anybody's been divorced, was money one of the top three reasons you got divorced? 90% would say it was the number one reason. The other 10% would say, well, you know, this happened and this happened. And then they go, but you know, it was really money that was the problem.
Wow. Like,
and it can be with people who actually even have a lot of money. It's not a lack of money that creates fighting.
But it is money nonetheless.
It's money nonetheless. Yeah. It's control. Like, it's the issue over trust. It's the issue over control. It's the issue over values that conflict. So what I saw was couples who did well together and were really a team.
Mm-hmm.
They looked at their life's planning as a team. Didn't mean they always agreed, but they looked at their values first, because I've always taught, is your values first, it's money. It's values first, then it's life planning, then it's money. And financial planning is really meant to be based off your values. So as a couple, if the two of you, most couples come together in the early part of the relationship, and they talk a lot about what's most important to them. They talk about, well, I want to have kids, and I want to do this, and I want to do that. But as they get older, they stop. The successful couples that I met never stopped.
So you see then that conversation early.
And it continues.
They may, so for couples that end up getting divorced, let's say, you've seen this pattern where they might talk a lot about money in the early stages, and then one couple kind of takes over, and then they stop talking about it?
Well, and so, that can be it sometimes, or they get to this point of retirement, and they realize that they now have almost nothing in common, and they haven't really created a plan for what they want retirement to look like.
With the money that they do have.
And this is, but by the way, this is such a huge issue across America that the only category of divorce going up is couples over the age of 50.
Baby boomer divorce.
Baby boomer divorce has doubled. They call it the gray divorce. And so people are getting into their 50s.
What a sad title, the gray divorce.
First of all, people aren't gray anymore in their 50s. But what's happening is people are getting their 50s and they're going, man, I got 30 more years to go. And you know what? If I'm not happy now, I want to start my life over. So what I've seen is that you can be a couple that's not on the same page. And if you sit down with a good planner, and Smart Couples was designed to be done, you could do it on your own, or work with a planner, where you write out your values, you start to talk about your dreams, you work on your own dreams, and you work on your dreams as a couple. And then you sort of design your financial plan around that. And it can be a very exciting time. Like, the thing I loved about your book was the way you discussed this concept of rethinking about retirement. Like, why not retire early? You know, there's another person out there right now telling people that they should work until they're 70.
Yeah, actually, I've heard that.
I think her name is, what's her name?
I can't remember. She's super tan.
Susie something or other.
She says work until you die, basically.
Yeah, you know, you should work until you're 70, at least 70, and you need $5 to $10 million minimum. Like, that's ridiculous. First of all, most people don't work until they're 70. It's like less than 4% of Americans. Most Americans want to retire before the age of 65. But let me tell you something. A whole lot of them want to retire in their 50s.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for that, by the way. Your best health in your 50s is going to be between the age of 50 and 65. Then your next best health is going to be between 60 and 75. Every decade you age,
it gets tougher. Yeah.
Your health decreases. And some of you won't live into those 70s and 80s. So anything that I can do, my big mission now is to actually, I'm a part of the belief system of like, live a rich life now. Don't put off the life that you want for retirement. Figure out how your financial plan isn't just about 65 or 70, but it's also about how to have your best life in your 30s and your 40s and your 50s.
One of the things in the context of how I talk about that and retire sooner than you think is this concept of core pursuits. I think I originally did an article and I think the title was, "What the Hell's the Money For?" Like, why are we doing all this savings?
Right.
And it really came back to, in the research that I did, 3.6 core pursuits for the happy folks, less than 2 for the unhappy group. And it didn't really matter what those core pursuits were, but it was for couples primarily to say, this is why we've saved, and this is what we're going to do with all this money. And sometimes it can help take care of that problem. The other thought, too, is that, and I've just started, as I've done new research to update this book, at some point, I found that I did ask a question about divorce and happiness in marriage. And the good news here, as we talk through this, is that happiness levels still continue to rise even with one divorce. So the good news here is you can get remarried and things are still good. It only starts to go down when you get to divorce number 2 and then divorce number 3. So this is for hope for folks who are getting remarried.
Well, I'll also tell you one more thing about what makes people happy in retirement, but really at any point in life, but it's super important in retirement. You have to make your future bigger than your past. So, that's a line that a quote from a guy named Dan Sullivan, who has a great program called Strategic Coach that I was in for years. You have to make your future bigger than your past. When you reach retirement, so often people spend their life once they get to 60 or 70, they spend their life looking backwards. When you find people who are really engaged in retirement, well, you know this, but they're really engaged. It's because they're excited about what they're doing going on a go-forward basis. Like, I just got back from a safari with my mom, who's 76. She looked forward to that trip for a year.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the looking forward part that's even
bigger than the
12-day trip, right?
All right, we've got to go a quick break. We're coming back. If you want to find David Bach, it's davidbach.com. Stay tuned. More Money Matters straight ahead.
It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss, certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. Exclusive interview with David Bach here, talking about Smart Women Finish Rich. We're going to talk about Automatic Millionaire, another one of his multi-million copy selling best-selling books in the podcast. So I want to ask David about this FIRE movement, financial. It's an acronym: Financial Independence, Retire Early. Have people been asking about this? It's like for 30 years old and people are retiring.
I know. It's funny. You know, people are just starting to talk to me about it. And we were talking earlier about Susie, but right. So Susie Orman was out there.
She's the opposite.
She's the opposite. She's telling people like, work until you're 70, take Social Security late in life. And they asked her apparently on a podcast what she thought. And she said, she hates it. And you know, if I were on a podcast being asked this, and I guess you and I are doing a radio show right now talking about this, I'd say I love it, right? And why do I love this idea of FIRE? First of all, I actually understand it. Meaning that most of these young people who are on this mission to retire early, they're not looking in most cases to retire and check out and go golfing and like sit on a beach chair somewhere. What they're looking to do is be free. I call it living rich, right? They're looking to live their richest life. And their values are different. It's not about I'm going to have a home and have it paid off and I'm going to be retired at 65. It's about I want to travel. I want to explore. I want to do charity work. I want the freedom to live the way I want to live. It's creating a new life and a new paradigm. And I fully embrace that idea. I think that, you know, we're not living in the industrial age anymore where you go and you get a job for 50 years and retire with a pension plan. That's not the world we live in. And those who, by the way, are fortunate enough to have that life, it was a different time.
To find David and all of his writings, davidbach.com, DAVIDBACH, bach.com to find Smart Women Finish Rich, 20th Anniversary, Updated Edition, Automatic Millionaire, you name it. Subscribe to the Money Wes Moss Money Matters podcast. I'm going to continue the conversation on a podcast-only special. So go to iTunes, look for Wes Moss Money Matters, subscribe to that. I'm going to continue to talk to David about early retirement, smart couples finish rich, the Automatic Millionaire. I want him to tell that true story of what got that book going. Thank you so much for listening to Money Matters. Find me and the Money Matters team at wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com.